All right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase studio, and we'll be here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Coming up after 2:30, the lovely and charming Beverly Gray, who is a terrific writer, wrote a great book about Roger Corman, wrote a great book about The Graduate, and we're going to get her thoughts and talk about those books and her thoughts on the Oscars, too, as we lead into Oscar weekend. Red Sparrow, Jennifer Lawrence's new spy movie, opens up this weekend, so we're going to talk about the best and worst and your favorite spy movies of all time. That's all coming up. We got a pop-up video coming up as well. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So I've got just a stack of fun facts that we can talk about that I like to some of these are really ridiculous and fun. So here are some facts. Did you know this, Esmeralda? That Russian cosmonauts used to pack a shotgun in case they landed in Siberia and had to fend off bears.
Oh, like when they
resurfused when they came back in. They had a shotgun with them in case they landed in Siberia. that's a movie. Don't you think that's a movie right there? Like cosmonauts land and then they have to deal with bears?
I want to say that happened in real life. Like recently, within the last year or two, something like not cosmonauts, but maybe somebody who
ended up in Siberia.
Well, or just like a remote scientific location. And,
did they have a shotgun?
And they were, I don't think they did. I think they were forced to fend off some form of bear.
You know what? I think you're right. Cause I remember, I think it was one of those, it was like, if I'm not mistaken, Dan, I think it was like the remote station in John Carpenter's The Thing. I think it was, they were all in this just like remote cold station. And then they did. They had to fend off some crazy animal attack or something. They need Liam Neeson's. Because Liam Neeson beats the hell out of wolves. Did you ever see that movie where Liam Neeson beats the crap out of wolves? That's a great, it's called The Gray. It's a great movie. People hate the ending of that movie. Oh, do they hate the ending? I love the ending of that movie. So that's what you need. You need Liam Neeson's. Or a cosmonaut with a shotgun. That's That could be the name of the movie, Cosmonauts with Shotguns. Right there, I'm in. Starring Liam Neeson's. Said he's not fighting wolves this time, he's fighting bears. You know that Rutger Hauer was in a movie a few years ago called Hobo with a Shotgun. Did you ever hear of that classic, Dan?
I do remember the title, yes.
Esmeralda, how many times have you seen Hobo with a Shotgun? I'm sure multiple times.
I have not, but I have heard of it.
All right. How about this? Before settling on the seven dwarfs that we know today, Disney considered the following. Okay, are you ready? These are real, Esmeralda. This could have been the other ones. We got these are the alternates that they were thinking of. Chesty.
Wait. Okay. What does that mean?
I don't. That sounds like the porn version to me. Chesty, Tubby.
That would make sense.
Burpee.
Okay. Oh, that would have been cute.
Just have one that goes and just burps all the time.
And he's got bubbles coming out.
Deffy. Oh, that's nice and politically correct.
That's not good.
Hickey.
Again, how are you supposed to?
I don't know.
How does that one work?
Wheezy.
Oh, that one just been sad. I couldn't run anywhere.
I can't whistle anymore.
Oh.
I can't work or whistle.
And then this is the best one, Esmeralda. Awful.
Now I'm wondering who would have been replaced.
Well, Grumpy would probably be awful, right? Right? Because who is it? A Grumpy? Is there Happy? I don't even know.
I think there's a Happy.
Slappy?
No.
No.
Sneezy.
Oh, right, Sneezy.
Sneezy probably was instead of Burpee.
Instead of Burpee, or Wheezy.
You can't have that many, you know.
With health issues,
yeah.
It's like it's just a bunch of sick elves. It's seven very sick elves. That's what they're actually going to call the movie.
It makes sense that there's actually a doc now.
A doc, because they needed a doc.
Right,
they needed a doc to help out with all the wheezing and the burping.
The dwarves that made the cut were Bashful, Doc, Dopey, Happy, Sleepy, Sneezy, and Grumpy.
Right, I forgot about Grumpy.
I think Awful would have. That would have been great, but it would have been weird. Because they all, you know, they all end in Y.
Right. They're all like, they're all just descriptions of some kind.
Well, and Doc, there's Doc. But, yeah. You know, sleepy, happy, and awful.
Awful. Then you just look at him and he's mean. He's punching the other elves in the face. This guy's awful. I'm going to go burp.
Not dwarves. He punched other elves. They have a big rivalry.
Oh, dwarves, right. It's dwarves. Elves.
I'd right. see that movie, The Dwarves versus the Elves.
The
well,
you
did.
Elves?
It's called Lord of the Rings. What are you talking about? Okay. How about this? The annual number of worldwide shark bites is 10 times less than the number of people bitten by other people in New York. That's fantastic. So more people are bitten, 10 times more people are bitten by other people in New York than get shark bites. So think about that the next time you're scared of Jaws, scared of the movie Jaws. You should be terrified of Dawn of the Dead in New York. I love the fact that they specifically chose New York. All right. Tootsie Rolls were added to soldiers' rations in World War II for their durability in all weather conditions. That says that's nothing like a that just doesn't advertise tasty snack like durable during all weather conditions. Tootsie Rolls are durable during all weather. Ooh, I can't wait to dig into my Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, it's so long they couldn't put on the wrapper. Otherwise, I'm sure they would have.
Yeah, Oh, now, I didn't know this. This is a little fun fact. Carly Simon's dad is the Simon of Simon & Schuster. He co-founded the company. Wow. I didn't know that. Let's see. Both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson died on July 4th, 1826, exactly 50 years after the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. I knew that. That's one of those weird little, you know, some of these end up on Snapple caps, don't they? These things. What was the one that we had last week, the Snapple one?
Oh, I forget what president was, but he liked to change his trousers.
Oh, that's right. Four times.
But did we ever figure out, are those actual real facts?
I don't know.
Because they're always really weird.
I did a lot of searching, and there was a lot of avenues I did not want to walk down.
So. Oh, that's true. When you're searching for, you know, presidents and trousers, that's something you don't want to. I think it takes you right to the Clinton administration, doesn't it? Wait a minute. Hold it now. Wait. Oh, man, I don't have the thing. Hold on. Hey, did you know that goats have rectangular pupils? See, that makes them even creepier, right? Especially Black Phillip from The Witch.
I was thinking you were going to say something else.
Oh,
I was like, oh, gosh.
Uh-oh, no, I don't want to hear about this. How about this one, Esmeralda? This is something that I think you believe strongly in and that we should adopt here in this country. It is illegal for supermarkets in France to waste food. Supermarkets must either compost or donate unsold or nearly expired goods to charity.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should all take heed of France.
Well, you're doing, you're doing what you can. You
yeah,
always
I'm
are.
Trying.
You're very conscious about that kind of stuff. And you take in ugly apples and stuff.
Yes, I take them in. Foster ugly apples.
Give them a nice education and then send them on.
Yeah. Well, they're the unwanted. So
that's right. See, scientists have found evidence of takeout restaurants in the remains of Pompeii.
People sometimes don't want to cook.
It's true.
Want someone else to do it for you.
Well, they're too busy doing other stuff in Pompeii. And then this one, we knew about this one. There are 71 streets in Atlanta with peach tree in their name. That's that one we knew. Speaking of Atlanta, show's back on in 2 days. Atlanta, FX. Esmeralda, are you counting down the days? Because I am. I'm counting down the hours.
I haven't. I've watched like one episode.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best show ever in the history of all shows. I can't wait. All right. Well, there's some little facts for you. We're going to take a quick break. We got the news coming up. And then after the news, Beverly Gray is going to join us to talk about her books and the Oscars and more. We'll take a break. And the news is coming up right after this.